Today we're going to be looking at a couple passages, including in Matthew 28, but primarily in Ephesians 4.
今天我们要看好几段经文，包括马太福音26章，但是主要的是在以弗所书第四章。
Over the last 6 weeks, I believe, we have been talking and teaching about what it means to have a healthy church.
在过去六周，我们讲到的主题都是关于教会如何能够有一个成熟的属灵的教会。
And we have been doing that with teamwork.
我们做这个教导的方式是通过团队服事。
Because I have given some messages, and Pastor Kunming has given messages, and Dr. Xu has given messages.
因为我昆明牧师还有徐老师，我们都在讲这个主题。
And many of them have been on promoting our membership covenant.
其中过去的讲到很多都是与教会的成员盟约有关。
But also looking at some of the marks of the church, including that of discipline, and also living out the gospel, as Pastor Kunming shared last week.
当然，我们也讲到一些健康教会的标志，包括教会的管惩戒以及分享福音。
Now this, as you see, is a revolving door.
大家看到这是一个旋转门。
I know that children love revolving doors.
我知道小孩子很喜欢玩这个。
I think when I was young, I liked to go around and around and around.
当我很小的时候，我就推着这个门不停地转。
And my son, at least when he was a little younger, liked to go around and around and around.
我的儿子至少他小时候也是喜欢推着这个门转了一圈又一圈。
The reason actually for a revolving door is to keep the weather outside the building.
其实这个旋转门的设计是为了防止外面的气候的影响。
Because when you open up a regular door and it's winter time, the cold will come in.
因为你在冬天如果是一般的门打开的时候，外边的冷气就进来了，在冬天的时候。
Or here in South Carolina in the summer, you open the door and all the heat comes in.
或者是在南卡夏天的时候，门一打开，热气就进来了。
And so oftentimes there are signs that say use revolving door.
所以很多时候会有标识告诉我们说，请使用旋转门。
But the reason that I listed this and showed this picture is because in some respects our church and many churches are like revolving doors.
我把这个图片放在这里是希望告诉大家，我们教会还有很多其他的教会就好像一张旋转门。
I would say if I would go back to my home church in Wisconsin.Today, there would be very few people that I knew from 25 plus years ago.
如果我回到我之前在威斯康星的教会，我大概想得到我能够认识的人，25年前认识的人已经不剩几个了。
There's lots of reasons why people move around, and not all of them are bad.
人们搬迁有很多原因，不是所有的原因都是坏原因。
But churches tend to have turnover.
但是教会有一个倾向就是会被翻倒过来。
And our church especially has a lot of turnover. Our church especially has a lot of turnover. Turnover, yeah, like people coming in and out.
我们教会就是特别是比较典型的，就是人们来了又走了。
So we have Pastor Wong here, who's left but not really left.
所以我们有黄牧师，他好像是走了，但是并没有真正的离开。
When he's not in Asia, he's at our prayer meeting on Wednesdays pretty regularly.
当他没有去亚洲宣教的时候呢，他通常都会定期来参加我们周三的祷告会。
But I remember when he left the church, I think it was about 4 years ago now.
我记得他离开的时候大约四年前。
He told me that if he would have left the church like permanently.
他说如果他是永久的离开一个教会的话。
If he came back in about 5 years, probably about 75% of the people wouldn't know him.
如果他五年之后再回来，大约教会里边有四分之三的人他都是不认识的。
Now for him, fortunately, that's not the case because we still have a lot of connection with him.
当然在他的情况下不是这样，因为我们跟他一直保持联系。
But I think he did illustrate the point well that we do have a lot of people in our congregation that come in and stay a while and then leave for many different reasons.
但是黄牧师确实讲到了一点是对的，就是我们教会有人来，有人离开啊，因为各种各样的原因。
Our young people usually leave to go to college.
年轻人毕业了去上大学。
And many of them never return permanently.
很多人就不会再永久的回到教会来。
We have students who come here to study, and after their studies, they move on to other places of work.
有学生来到这里学习，他们毕业了也就去其他地方工作。
And of course, jobs change and people move around.
当然，工作在变化，人也在变动。
And so, because of that, the church has always recognized for a long time that this is a dynamic of our church and so we want to do something about it.
所以我们教会很久以来就意识到我们教会是一个动态的模式，所以我们希望能够做一些事情。
And that something, I think, is to promote a healthy church and an equipping church.
所以其中之一就是我们要建造一个健康的教会，能够装备信徒的教会。
That will help prepare people to continue being involved in church and serving wherever they may be.
所以能够帮助人们，当你们以后去了，不管是什么地方，都能够装备好参与服事。
And so this is one of the reasons why we've wanted to focus on having a healthy church.
这就是我们为什么要强调要有一个健康的教会。
And why we've been speaking on various aspects of a church covenant.
所以我们关于教会的盟约，我们已经讨论了很多方面。
And not all churches have a covenant.
不是每个教会都有成员盟约。
But ours has had one for many years.
我们教会呢，这么多年一直有一个。
And I think it's a good thing because it helps lay out expectations of what it means to live as a healthy body of Christ and as a disciple of Jesus.
所以我想有一个盟约有它的好处，因为这就让大家明白，我们要成为教会的一员，成为基督的门徒有哪些要求。
The church is more than a social club or a place to gather and eat food.
我们教会是不是一个地方？更多的时候，我们就是来社交、来吃饭。
But it's a place that hopefully we can grow in the Lord and help encourage others to grow as well as we live out our life in Christ.
但是除了这些，我们也希望我们教会也是一个大家可以成长的地方。
And the church's current covenant that we've had for many years, many of you, if you were baptized or became a member, would have read it and signed it.
我们教会这是之前一直有的一个会员盟约如果你在教会有一段时间，你已经读过这个，并且已经签名。
And it's a good covenant, but if you remember, it's very uses a lot of theological and technical language.
这个盟约是很好的，但是里边有很多词汇是神学词汇。
Talk of justification and sanctification.
里边包括像称义、像成圣这样的词。
And so Pastor Kunming and I, at the end of last year, began working on a new covenant, one that hopefully reflects our current vision. A little better.
所以去年昆明牧师和我就开始撰写新的盟约，希望能够更好的反映我们目前的情况。
But also that uses language that hopefully can be understood and lived out to a greater degree.
所以也希望我们这个新版的这个盟约能够大家更容易明白理解。
And so I have a copy here. We're still working through some of the details.
所以我这里有一份其中的细节我们还在考虑当中。
And we've begun some discussions with the board on this.
我们在知识会也讨论了这个盟约。
And hopefully soon we can do a more formal presentation and encourage all of us to renew our commitment to the church.
希望在不久的将来我们能够正式的向大家推出这个盟约，也鼓励大家来签署这个盟约。
But in the meantime, we've begun to speak through many of these principles.
同时我们也谈到了其中很多的原则。
Including the following. It should be 1 through 4, but we have all ones. And Dan said earlier in the English message that's because they're all important.
所以我们这里就关于跟随要遵守哪些原则。本来排的顺序是一二三四，看到十一。但是 Dan 刚才在英文堂说，其实所有的都要遵守。
But we are called to protect the unity of our church.
但是神呼召我们要持守教会的合一。
To act in love towards one another.
要彼此以爱相待。
To forgive one another.
彼此饶恕。
To seek reconciliation.
要和好。
We're to share in the responsibility of our church.
要共同来承担教会的责任。
By praying for our body.
通过为我们的教会祷告。
By inviting others to come and join us and to follow Jesus.
邀请其他人来教会，邀请其他人来跟随耶稣。
And by supporting our global missions efforts.
也要支持我们的普世宣教。
And we're called to serve the ministry of our church.
神也呼召我们要在教会的事工当中参与服事。
By discovering and utilizing our gifts.
就是方式就是来使用我们的恩赐。
And by developing a servant's heart and mind toward one another.
在我们的心里面要有仆人的心态。
And then we also discuss supporting the testimony of our church.
也就是鼓励大家要支持我们教会的见证。
By attending faithfully.
就是要忠心的来参与教会。
By living a godly life.
要过敬虔的生活。
By caring for one another.
要彼此关心。
And today we're going to talk about the last aspect of the covenant.
今天我们要谈到这个盟约的最后一个部分。
Which is living out the vision of our church.
就是要活出我们教会的意向。
Seeking to live as a disciple of Jesus.
作为耶稣基督的门徒活出意向。
By learning about God.
我们的方式是学习关于神的知识。
By growing in our spiritual walk.
让我们的与神的同行并且成长。
And by serving according to our gifts and talents.
也按照我们的恩赐和能力服事。
And if this sounds familiar, it's because it is.
如果大家听这些都很耳熟的话，因为这就是圣经所写的。
It reflects the vision of the church that we have followed for many years and have readopted just recently at the end of last year.
因为这就是我们教会的意向，我们已经按照这个遵循了很多年，现在有继续要做这事。
And so our vision as a church is to be a Christ-centered community that seeks to make disciples who learn, grow, and serve in the Lord.
所以我们教会的意向是要成为一个以基督为中心的群体，来寻求做耶稣的门徒借着我们的学习成长和服事。
And so we began this year with a series of messages on the vision of the church and how we can live that out as a body of Christ.
所以我们今年教会的讲道一开始都是围绕这个教会的意向，就是学习怎么样活出基督的样式。
And then we've been speaking about what it means to be a healthy church.
我们已经讨论了健康的教会是怎样的。
And in a sense, now we're coming back full circle to the beginning, trying to live out the vision of our church.
所以我们现在又回到起点来学习怎么样活出我们教会的意向。
So there's actually been a plan in terms of bringing us from point A to whatever point F or G now.
所以我们从 A 点出发，一下可能要走到 G 或是哪一个点，我们有一个计划安排。
And so the first thing that we see that we'll be discussing today is what it means to be living out our life as a disciple.
所以我们今天要讲的第一个要点就是要活出一个门徒的样式是什么意思？
And we see that here in Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, Jesus is saying this, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
这就是马太福音第28章讲的所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
There's probably not much new I can say about this passage.
这段经文里边我可能没有更多的新的信息要跟你们分享。
I would say that since I've been here, this has probably been the most preached passage that we've had.
我想大概我来到这个教会之后，我们讲到最多的经文大概就是这一段。
Part of it is because of Pastor Wong's emphasis on missions throughout the year.
原因之一就是黄牧师这么多年来一直都强调要宣教。
But also we have many missionaries that come through and oftentimes they encourage us with these words.
另外一个原因就是我们常常有宣教士来访问我们，他们也使用这段经文来鼓励我们。
Now, a quick note. In the English, the emphasis appears to be on going.
那跟大家稍微提醒一下，在英文当中，这一段经文它的重点是去。
Go and make disciples.
去使人做门徒。
But actually, when you look at the Greek language, the main emphasis is make disciples.
但是大家如果看希腊原文，它这个句话的重点是在于使人做门徒。
And you do so by going.
那怎么样让人做门徒呢？就是要去。
By baptizing.
就是要为他们施洗。
And by teaching.
也是要教导他们。
And so as a church, and it's reflected in our vision statement, is we want a church that is involved in making disciples.
所以这段经文也反映在我们的教会当中，我们教会的意向当中，我们的意向就是要使人成为主的门徒。
Which also means we need to live out a life of discipleship individually.
也就是意味着我们每个人都要活出一个门徒的样式。
Now some facts about discipleship. It occurs 269 times in the New Testament.
所以这个词在新约里边出现了269次。
Now correspondingly, we use the word Christian a lot, but Christian I think is only found once in the New Testament.
那我们今天常常讲到基督徒，但是在新约当中，基督徒这个词只出现了一次。
And the community, the non-Christian community in Antioch, many scholars think they use Christian as a derogatory term.
所以现在很多学者认为，当时在安提阿是那些外邦人用基督徒这个词来称呼信主的人，而且是一个贬义词。
But in fact, what's interesting is disciples of Jesus, Christians embraced it, and it became a positive word that's even used to this day.
但是事实上呢，基督徒反而接受了这个词，一直用到今天，成为一个褒义词。
But the more common word in the New Testament to be used, that is used for those who follow Jesus, is the disciple.
但是在新约当中，用来指代跟随耶稣基督的那个词用的最多的。
And so Christians of that day preferred to be either called a disciple or a brother and sister, or they called each other saints.
所以在当时的时代，基督徒之间他们彼此喜欢的称呼是门徒或者是弟兄姐妹，或者是圣者。
And so the Greek word is mathetes, and it means to be a learner, a pupil, a follower of one who's a teacher.
所以门徒这个词在希腊文当中叫 mathetes， 它的意思是一个可以指一个学生，可以是跟随老师的一个学生，或者是模仿他们老师的门徒。
And a disciple is one that seeks to imitate their master, in which case we seek to be like Jesus.
所以门徒是寻求效法他们的老师，我们是寻求效法耶稣。
For those of us who are American or even Chinese who like basketball,
对于美国人或是喜欢篮球的中国人来说
，the most popular player in the 90s was Michael Jordan.
上个世纪90年代最受欢迎的运动员是迈克尔·乔丹。
I talked about Michael Jordan in the English service, and most of the younger youth generation had no idea who I was talking about.
我刚才在英文堂讲这个道，提到 Michael Jordan， 青少年当中居然他们都不知道他是谁。
Which made me feel really old.
是，我觉得自己真的老了。
Because in the Jordan era, they had commercials and a popular saying in culture that I want to be like Mike.
因为在乔丹的巅峰年代，到处都是广告，有这个广告词，就是说我要像迈克那样。
And so Gatorade had this promotion. So you could, you might not play basketball like Mike, but you can drink Gatorade like Mike.
所以或许你没有像他那样打篮球，但是你可以像他那样喝 Gatorade.
But there's a whole generation of young people who played basketball at that time who tried to imitate what Michael did.
但是当时有整整一代的青少年，他们打篮球就是希望能够像乔丹那样。
And one of the unique styles that he used.
啊，他的独特风格之一。
Was when he went up to put the ball in the basket.
就是他跳起来、跃起来扣篮的时候。
He would stick out his tongue.
他会把自己的舌吐出舌头。
So he would be like.
所以他扣篮投篮的时候看起来就是这个样子。
And so every young person of that generation, when they play basketball, they're like.
所以当时那个。
Sticking out their tongue.
啊，那个年代打篮球的青少年，当他们投篮的时候，也会把舌头伸出来。
Because people want to emulate their heroes.
因为人们希望效仿他们心目当中的英雄。
And so similarly, we want to imitate our Lord.
那同理，我们也希望效法我们的主。
But of course, this is much more serious because we want to live out our life in a manner that that Jesus calls us to.
当然，我们讲的事情要严肃得多，因为我们所讲的是要活出耶稣基督呼召我们所当有的那样的生活。
And so, as a disciple, we want to learn from Jesus.
所以，作为门徒，我们应当效法耶稣。
Follow him,
跟随他,
but also imitate him and live our life according to his standard and his pattern.
但同时也要按照他的教导和他的标准来过我们在世上的日子。
We also see from our discussion of a healthy church is that we want to be equipped to serve.
那我们另外一个方面就是希望我们得到装备以后能够参与服事。
And we spent time unpacking this in the messages earlier this year when we talked about the vision.
在我们年初的时候讲到这个方面啊，当时是放在意象里面。
And so this is a little bit of a summary.
所以今天的呢，大概是一个总结。
And Ephesians 4:11-12, the Apostle Paul writes, "So Christ Himself gave the apostles and the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip His people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up."
所以啊，以弗所书第四章十一到十二节，他所赐的有做使徒的，有做先知的，有做传福音的，也有做牧养和教导的，为的是要装备圣徒去承担圣工，建立基督的身体。
And so we see from this passage that it's Christ who has called pastors, teachers, evangelists, to prophets to equip God's people for ministry.
所以我们这个地方看到耶稣他呼召了牧师、教师、先知这一些，为的是要去装备其他的。
And the word equip means making someone or something adequate or sufficient for some purpose.
啊，装备的意思就是说让人能够啊具有一个合适的、应当有的能力去完成一件事情。
And the same word is used in the Gospels describing fishermen who were mending nets.
啊，在啊福音当中，当讲的那个渔夫去修网的时候，就是用的这个词。
And so, in a sense, the net, the fishing net, is that something that is used for a purpose.
所以渔网是有一个目的，要去做事情。
And that purpose is to catch fish.
那目的就是要能够捞鱼。
And the fishermen would spend time making or repairing nets so that the nets can be equipped for that purpose.
所以渔夫们呢会花时间去织网，去把网修补好，好让这个网能够去抓鱼。
And interestingly, Jesus came upon those fishermen and said, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men."
那很有意思的，耶稣当时就对这些渔夫说：“你们来跟随我，我要让你们得人。”
And so now Jesus is the one who's equipping his disciples to reach others for him.
所以耶稣在装备他的门徒，好让他的门徒能够跟其他人啊分享福音。
Stephen Cole has written, Pastors' teachers are to teach the Word of God to help the rest of the body become adequate and prepared so that they may serve the Lord in accordance with their gifts.
所以有一位牧师叫科尔，他说，作为牧师和作为教师，他们的职责就是要把神的话教导给众人，让帮助他们能够成长，得到适当的装备，好让这些人将来能够按照他们所领受的恩赐去服侍主。
So those of us who are pastors, God's shepherds, are also called to a teaching and equipping ministry.
所以这个牧师的职责也被称为教师，就是要装备门徒。
But we also see others like evangelists and teachers who are part of this process.
但是我们看到其他人也参与在这个过程当中，比方说传福音的人啊。
And those in our church like Dan who seek to teach our youth.
啊，比方说我们教会的 Dan， 他一直在教导青少年。
Or our Sunday school teachers for adult or children's classes.
或者是教导成人或是小孩子的主日学老师。
Part of the goal isn't just to impart knowledge,
他们的目的不仅仅是给大家知识，
but to train and equip the students to follow Christ and to utilize their gifts to serve the church and to serve the Lord.
这些教导呢，也是希望能够装备他们的学生，好让这些学生将来有一天能够去服侍主。
And that brings us to a phrase, and I know I shared this before, that every member is a minister.
所以这就有一个表达方法，就是说每一个会员都是一个服侍的人。
Of course, technically speaking, I am a minister as a pastor.
当然从职位来讲，我是教会的施工人员。
But a church that is healthy and is operating according to how God desires.
但是如果一个健康的教会，一个按照神的心意来运转的教会，
It means hopefully over time, a lot of the ministry that I or Pastor Kunming do, can become less and less as we prepare you as a congregation to do more and more.
那这样的教会，它应该能够在将来做到一件事情，就是昆明牧师和汤牧师的服事越来越少，而会众能够做的服事越来越多。
Because it is the disciples of Christ, the church, the body, who is supposed to all, each of us, be ministers.
因为圣经的教导就是每一个门徒都应当是一个参与施工的人。
Now, some of you know this person.
我们当中可能有人认识这一位。
It's Pastor Joseph Chun. He served here from 1993 to 2001.
这是秦牧师，他从93年到2001年在我们教会牧会。
I myself, I don't believe I've ever made his acquaintance.
我想从个人角度来讲，我跟他不是很熟。
But I've heard a lot about him.
但是我听到了关于他的很多事情。
And one of the things that I was told was the process that he and some of the other leaders and deacons of the church went through in promoting and developingOur church vision statement.
那其中的事情之一就是他和其他的同工一起合作写出了我们教会的意向宣言。
And so Pastor Chun identified at this very early stage that our church did have this revolving door.
所以秦牧师在教会创建之初就已经意识到我们教会需要有这个旋转门。
That a lot of people would come in, but then a lot of people would go out.
我们教会会有很多人来，但是也会有很多人离开。
And so he really promoted along with the other leaders of the church that we be an equipping church.
所以他和当时的领袖们就已经看到这个意向，我们的教会应当是一个装备人的教会。
And so that as people come in the church, they can be led to the Lord, they can be edified, and they can be equipped to serve.
所以当人们来到我们的教会，我们让他们能够认识福音，让他们得到建造，然后他们能够服事。
And then when and if at any time they move to another place, wherever that may be,
当他们以后离开的时候，
they can continue to serve the Lord as a disciple and to minister according to their gifts.
所以他们不管去到哪里，都仍然是门徒，能够服事，能够按照他们所
And we do this with many of our students from CIU and the seminary.
所以我们啊在哥伦比亚国际大学的学生以及其他的神学生借着他们来做这个教导。
Many of these students sense in their lives a call to ministry.
很多的神学生都感到神呼召他们要参与服事。
And then we seek to give them opportunity here at our church, not only for fellowship, but also to help equip them in various ways to serve now so they can serve later.
所以我们也就为这些神学生提供很多的机会，让他们不仅在团契服事，也有其他的机会服事，好让他们得到装备，为将来的服事做好预备。
And so that's why over time you'll see some of the brothers speak at our regional churches or even at our church, so they can begin to develop their gift of teaching or preaching.
所以大家会看到在我们教会或是在周边的教会我们派一些弟兄出去讲道希望借着这样的机会让他们能够在神的话语教导上得到培训
But it's not just our students, our seminarians, but it's all of us.
但是其实不仅仅是我们的神学生其实每一个人都应当这样
The desire is to equip the body whoever they are in order to help them to discover and to utilize the gifts God has given them.
就是不管是谁，我们的渴望是装备所有的圣徒，以好让大家将来都能够按照你们所领受的恩赐去服侍主。
Our last point that we'll explore from the Ephesians passage is to be called to unity.
我们在这段经文得到最后一个要点，就是神呼召我们要合一。
And Paul continues to write, saying, "Until we reach the unity in faith." And in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
所以保罗在第十三节继续写说，知道我们众人对神的儿子都有一致的信仰和认识，可以长大成人，达到基督丰盛长成的身量。
And so God's people are to be equipped for ministry, so the body of Christ might be built up.
所以神的门徒应当得到装备，好让这个肢体能够得到建造。
And in the building up of the church, we see later in the passage that Paul means by this being mature.
所以建造的意思，保罗在后面的经文提到，就是说要长大成人。
And growing in the Lord more and more as we follow Him over time.
当我们跟随主的时候，我们就越来越。
But also, part of the goal in building the church to maturity is that we begin to attain a unity of faith.
但是当我们长大成人的过程另外的一个目的就是我们要借着信心达到合一。
And this teaching about unity is one that Paul emphasizes in Ephesians.
关于合一的教导是保罗在以弗所当中所写的一个重点。
In chapter 2, he talks about the division that the church had at the time between Jewish believers and Gentile believers.
他在第二章提到曾经的分裂，就是外邦人和犹太人是彼此分割的。
And he said that Christ has broken down these dividing walls.
但是他说耶稣基督拆毁了这中间的墙。
And then we see earlier in this chapter 4 that Paul's desire is for the church to preserve the unity of spirit through the bond of peace.
然后在第四章我们看到保罗他写说我们要竭力持守圣灵所赐的合一。
And then in verse 4 he uses very poetic language to emphasize the word one.
所以然后在第四节他用诗歌的语言来强调一的意思。
And if you count, you can see that the word one is used 7 times.
如果大家数的话这一段里边一出现了七次。
We are called to be one body.
我们被呼召只有一个身体。
One spirit.
一位圣灵。
One hope of our call.
一个盼望。
One Lord.
一位神。
One faith.
一个信仰。
One baptism.
一种洗礼。
And one God and Father of all.
还有一位万有的父。
Do you think maybe he was trying to make a point? He wants us to be unified, to be one in Christ.
但是有没有看到保罗这里就是要向我们强调，我们要合一在成为基督的身体。
And then in verse 7, he actually goes on and uses the word one one more time.
其实在第七节他这个、一他又使用了一次。
But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
他说我们个人蒙恩是照着基督量给我们的恩赐。
And so Christ has given us grace to live and grace to serve.
因此神给了我们恩赐、能够生活也给了我们恩赐去服侍。
But we're not to just do this for our individual benefit, but we're to、do so in a manner that helps to promote、the bond of unity、in Christ and the church.
但是我们这样做的目的不是为了个人的好处，乃是为了基督的身体能够合在一起。
And so we want to seek unity of the body of Christ.
因此我们要寻求在主里的合一。
Now there's some churches, and I was part of a church in New York City that was very multi-ethnic.
有些教会，比方说我曾经在纽约待过的教会，里面有很多来自不同种族的人。
But though we're a Chinese church, we probably have more diversity than we even、think of having.
那其实，在我们现在这个华人教会，我们当中的这个差别可能比你们所想象的要多。
Because in my time serving, I've noticed that there's differences between those who are from Hong Kong.Or Taiwan, or from China.
因为我在服侍的过程当中，我发现啊，香港的、台湾的和大陆来的有一些不同。
And Pastor Kunming gave a good tried to explain to me even the differences between those in northern China and southern China.
昆明甚至试着跟我解释，来自大陆北方的人和南方的人有什么不一样。
I guess it's similar. I'm a northerner from America, so I'm different in a lot of ways from those who are southerners here.
我想大概、我自己是从美国北方来的，我和南方的有些不一样，大概情况是这样子。
I don't use the word y'all.
比方说，我从来不会用这个词 y'all.
So we have differences, and we have Chinese even here from Malaysia, from Philippines and different parts of the Asia.
所以我们这里、的华人甚至还有从马来西亚或是从菲律宾或世界其他地方来的。
But we have generational differences. We have those who are children, who are young,、but maybe they're culturally Chinese, but there's an age gap.、
但是而且我们在不同的、年纪的人当中也有区别，也比如说这个年轻人他们的文化可能还是中国的。
But then we have a cultural gap too, because many of the young people were born here in America.
但我们还有文化差异，因为很多小孩子是在美国出生的。
And so they're culturally more American.
所以在文化上，他们更偏向于美国化。
But the parents are more culturally Chinese.
而家长是更偏向中国文化。
And then you add to the mix some people like me in the church who aren't Chinese at all.
还有教会，还有像我这样的完全没有这个中国文化的。
Though I think Anna got mixed up today. She started speaking to me in Chinese, so it makes me feel good. I'm part of the family here.
我想今天江红都有些糊涂了，她开始对着我讲中文。但是我觉得这样让我感觉很好。
And so even in our environment, there is unity culturally, but also there's diversity.
所以即使在我们的教会，我们有文化上的合一，但是也有文化上的差异。
And so in spite of our differences, we're called to work together.
但是不管我们有什么样的不同，神呼召我们要一起同工。
But I also think that unity doesn't mean that we diminish our differences or our diversity.
Yeah, 我不认为合一的意思就是要消除我们之间的差异。
And so as I mentioned, in the early church, there was a big division between Jewish and Gentile believers.
比如说我们在前面谈到在犹太人和外邦人之间有很大的沟痕。
And I'd say that animosity passed many, you know, in the early church.
我想他们之间的敌意啊在很多代的教会里边都一直存在。
But we still have what's called messianic believers who seek to live out their discipleship in a more Jewish manner.
但是我们今天也有相信耶稣基督的犹太人他们啊也追寻求耶稣基督，虽然是用一些比较犹太人的方式。
And so one such group is Jews for Jesus. Jews for Jesus.
有一个群体，他们叫做跟随耶稣的犹太人。
And so although they have a similar idea and theology of who Jesus is, they nonetheless live out their faith in a different manner.
所以尽管他们也相信耶稣基督，知道他是谁，但是他们啊的生活方式是有些不一样。
And they celebrate many of the Jewish holidays like Passover or Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
所以他们啊，比方说他们会保持一些犹太人的传统节日，比方说逾越节和赎罪日。
And so I think we can celebrate our diversity, but continue to seek unity in the body.
所以我们拥抱我们之间的差异，但是我们也寻求彼此的合一。
So what's our challenge?
那么对我们有什么挑战呢？
I think there's many things that we can learn from these passages.
啊，我想我们可以学到很多功课。
But at least two that I would like us to consider is one is to follow.
啊，我希望大家思考两个，第一个是跟随。
Jesus has called us to make disciples, but to also live as a disciple.
啊，耶稣呼召我们要去使人做的门做门徒，但是呢，也要装备他们。
And so we need, I think we do need to be reminded, at times to keep our focus on Jesus and to follow him.
所以我们要把我们的注意力放在啊跟随基督做他的门徒上面。
We often lead very busy lives.
啊，我们生活通常都很忙。
And we can be distracted.
我们可能会分心。
Or become busy,
或者很忙碌,
or face temptation,
或者是面临试探,
and we can begin to take our eyes off of Jesus.
可能我们的生活里边就把耶稣挪去了。
But we see Jesus calling us continually to come follow me.
但是耶稣呼召我们，我们要一直不断地跟随他。
And then secondly, we see here that we're called to live out our discipleship.
那第二个功课就是神呼召我们，我们要在生命当中活出门徒的样式。
And we can do that through the vision of our church to learn, to grow, and to serve.
所以我们可以借着我们教会的意向来做到这一点，就是学习、成长和服事。
And of course, these are things that we can do individually, but I think it's something that we can also pursue together as a body.
这些我们都可以自己做，但是我们也可以大家一起做。
We can learn individually from God's word, but we can also learn when we participate in classes.
啊，我们可以自己来学习神的话语，但是我们也可以去通过啊一些课程一起来学。
And we can grow as we seek to implement God's principles in our lives, but we can encourage each other to grow and uphold one another when we may fall.
Yeah, 我们可以在自己的生活当中遵守神的教导，但是我们也可以大家一起来彼此鼓励，来遵守神的教导。当有人跌倒的时候，我们去扶持他。
And finally, we're called to serve.
那最后，神呼召我们要服事。
Taking the attitude of a servant in meeting each other's needs and helping one another.
啊，以仆人的心态来满足个人的需，满足彼此的需要啊，互相扶持。
But also, being equipped and serving according to our gifts.
但是同时也要得到装备，按照我们所领受的恩赐来服事。
And so this week, let's seek as a church body to live out the vision of following Jesus and growing as a disciple.
所以愿我们这个星期啊，我们教会作为一个整体来寻求神的心意啊，活出我们的意向，做主的门徒。
And I think as we do that, the body of Christ can.We as a body, the expression of the body of Christ here in Colombia can grow as a healthy church.
当我们这样行的时候，我相信我们在哥伦比亚的这个啊主的肢体就能够成长为一个健康的教会。
And be a witness to our community and our world, that we live according to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也向我们的社区，也向这个世界做见证。我们是按照我们主耶稣基督的教导来活着世上的日子。
Let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the challenge from your word.
主，我们谢谢你在话语里面给我们的挑战。
To follow you and to live and grow as a disciple of Jesus.
你要我们跟随你学习成长服事，做你的门徒。
And help us, Lord, to order our life in a way that everything that we do is to follow you and for your glory.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们所做的每一件事情都是跟随你，荣耀你。
And help us, Lord, as a church to seek unity of the body as we seek to work together to serve you.
也帮助我们的教会来寻求合一，寻求一起服事。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.